स्टार्ट।
ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
हरिः ओम् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। प्लीज वेट, ऐ विल् फिनिश् इट्। गुरुब्रह्म गुरुविष्णु गुरुदेवो महेश्वरः गुरुस्साक्षात् परब्रह्मं तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरवे सर्वलोकानां पिशुजीभवरोगिणां नृतये सर्वविद्यानां श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये नमो नमः। हरिः ओम् ओम् तत्सत् सर्वं कृष्णार्पणमस्तु। अस्तु, पठामि संस्कृतं नित्यम्।
पठामि संस्कृतं नित्यं वदामि संस्कृतं सदा ध्यायामि संस्कृतं सम्यक् वन्दे संस्कृतमातरं संस्कृतस्य प्रसाराय नैजं सर्वं ददाम्यहं संस्कृतस्य सदा भक्तो वन्दे संस्कृतमातरं संस्कृतस्य कृते जीवन् संस्कृतस्य कृते यजन् आत्मानम् आहुतं मन्ये वन्दे संस्कृतमातरम् हिन्दुधर्मं समाजं च पवित्रं संस्कृतिं सदा संरक्षणं कुर्याम विश्वं शान्ति जगत्तितं वन्दे संस्कृतमातरम् वन्दे संस्कृतमातरम् वन्दे संस्कृतमातरम्।
उत्तमम्, उत्तमानि प्रयत्नानि। ओके, हिन्दुधर्मं समाजं च पवित्रां संस्कृतिं तथा संरक्ष्य ननो कार्यं विश्वं शान्तिं जगद्दितम्। अस्तु वा सुधा बालन भगिनी, प्लीज क्लोज योर वीडियो। प्रतिभा भगिनी,
शरसमां न्यायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। गुरुरेव गति गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहस्मि नमो गुरवे। न गुरो परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरो मतिरस्मि गुरो मम पाहि गुरो। हरिः ओम् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। ओम् तत्सत्।
ओम् तत्सत्। In the group, I sent a katha. Okay, I asked everybody to keep the katha ready with you, either in mobile or in another WhatsApp group itself, or you can take a printout and keep it with you. When we take up the katha, we'll go for that in details. Okay, we'll try to read the katha and understand Sanskritam out of that. Okay, now I will make this a smaller size. See, last class we have learnt what is it, all the Varnamala. Kati Suraha Santi, Trayodasha Suraha Santi, TKK, Aatu Au, Am Kimasti, Am Anuswara Hasti, Aha Kimasti, Aha Visarga Hasti, Tatra A, E, U, R, R, ह्रस्वस्वराः सन्ति आ इ ए ऐ ओ औ आर् दीर्घस्वराः एण्ड् औट् आफ् विच् ए ऐ ओ औ डजन् हेव् दि वट् काल्ड् ह्रस्वस्वराः लृ इस् नाट् फौण्ड् इन् एनी अदर् लेङ्ग्वेज् एक्सेप्ट् फार् संस्कृतम् एण्ड् देन् वि वेण्ट् फार् व्यञ्जनानि vargiya vyanjanani and avargiya vyanjanani. Out of that vargiya vyanjanani, two, five into five, that is five vertical and five horizontal column, which is grouped into 25. 5 into 5 is 25, and ka varga cha varga ta varga tha varga etc etc. Otherwise it is abbreviated as kuchu tu tupu. Okay, and avargiya vyanjanani are ya ra la va sa sha sa ha, out of which the first sha is shanmukha sha, sorry ishvara shakara and the second shakara is shanmukha shakara. Okay, till then. And then we went for padam. Padam kim asti? Varnanam artavan samuhah padam asti. Example, ramah, vrikshah, vyajanam, vyanjanam, patram, lakshmi, saraswati, nadi. All these are padam. I'm sorry. So like that, we'll now go for 1 minute. Huh? All these which I'm scrolling are nothing but syllabus which is given. That is before the, if you take up the book, you know, you can see the syllabus, is it not? They are that. Okay? All these things which you are seeing here are aksharas, which we have. A is nothing but Ashwaha. Ra for Ramaha. Si, Sa for Sita, like that. Okay, this all for Abhyasam. Ka, Kha, Ga, Ganga and all. Especially this is meant for those who don't know even the, what's it called? The Devanagari Lipi. I'm skipping all these things because we have crossed all these things. Now comes, can you see this? Vastuni Parichayaha. Okay. And before entering into this, I would like to tell that there are three linga in Samskritam. And all the three linga, that is just like in English, we have got masculine, feminine, etc. Is it not? Okay. Similarly, in Samskritam, the three linga are pullinga, pullingaha, strilingaha, and one more linga is there, that is napumsaka lingaha. In no other language, you can get napumsaka lingaha. A best example for pullinga shabda is balakaha. Balakaha. Okay. Purushaha. Vrikshaha. Asandaha. All these are akaranta pullinga shabdaha. Okay. What is it? Pullinga shabdaha. And in strilinga, there are two types. One is Akaranta Srilinga and the second one is Ikaranta Srilinga. Example for Akaranta Srilinga will be Lata, Rama, Amba, Javanika, Utpetika. Why? Because it is ending with Akaranta. Okay. Similarly, for Ikaranta Shabdaha, the best example will be Nadi, okay, Parvati, Saraswati, okay. So, that is Ikaranta Srilinga Shabdaha. For Akaranta Napumsanga Linga Shabdaha, the best example will be Pushpam, Patram, Abharanam, okay, Parnam, all Vimanam, all these are the examples of Napumsaka Linga Shabdaha. Anyone who has not understood this, please you can raise your hands. Somebody has chatted something. You can raise your hands. I am not in the group. Mansvi. You said your WhatsApp number, I will add you. Okay? Manasvi. Unmute kartu.
Astu mahodaya.
Astu, astu. Attendees. It's not. So, what I was talking, can you see my screen? Screen drishyate va?
Drishyate mahodaya.
Astu. I am finding something. Just a minute.
इदानीं न दृश्यते महोदय
एकनिमिषम् समथिङ्ग् वेण्ट् राङ्ग् इदानीं
ओं महोदय
अस्तु I'm sorry. Idanim pullinga padani. Okay, we look into the few pullinga padani. And why this pullinga padam is called as akaranta pullinga? You should know that first. Example, if you take balakaha. Balakaha, no doubt the visarga is there, but when it is going into Namapadani, that is Shabdas, which is declinable, just like Rama Shabdaha, Akaranta Pullinga Rama Shabdaha, Ramaha Ramau Ramaha, Ramam Ramau Raman, Ramene Ramabhyam Ramaihi, all those things, you know. So the Balakaha Shabda is also declinable. So the Pratipadikam, that is the base rule, root cost, root of that particular word, Balakaha, is Bala. So, how it is ending? It ends with Akaranta. Similarly, you can see here, the first picture, a school is given there. Okay, which is called as Vidyalayaha. And the Pratipatikam of that Vidyalayaha will be Vidyalaya. So, that is why when it is ending with Akara, it is called as Akaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. Okay, generally, whenever you see a shabda with visargaha, it is generally, not always. When you see a shabda with visargaha, it will be akaranta pullinga shabdaha. Okay. Now, sometimes ikaranta pullinga is also there. Ukaranta pullinga is also there. Like that, many places you can see. But not always akaranta ends with visargaha. That you have to remember. Understand? Okay. So now here we are seeing the first picture is vidyalayaha. Okay. Vidyalayaha. The second one is, what is the meaning of vidyalayaha? School. Okay. Vidyalayaha is a school. Okay. And since it is declinable, you will come to know what is declension in very soon. You will come to know. Okay. Syutaha. Now itself I will tell you declension means it can take 7 into 3 forms. That is 7 into 3 is 21. Okay. Depending upon the vibhakti. Rather vibhakti is called as case endings and of its vachanam. So there are three vachanas, that is one is ekavachana, divvachana and bahuvachana. So ekavachana, divvachana and bahuvachana and seven vibhakti put together will become 7 into 3, 21 formation. Okay, any namapadam you take, namapadam as I told you, pullinga, srilinga, napumsakalinga, that namapadam will take 21 formation. And that in Sanskritam it is called as Rupani. Eka Vimshati Rupani. Understand? So Vidyalayaha is cool. Syutaha, bag. Chashakaha is a glass. Parvataha is a mountain. Deepaha is a lamp. Now I would request you to take up one by one. I will take out the name. You can call. 1 minute. I'll just adjust this. Oh, if this is minimized, that goes. If that is minimized, this goes. Can you see?
Nothing, sir.
Astu, Mahoday.
Ah, just a minute, just a minute.
Nothing by me.
One minute, I'll take this as this side. And I'll enlarge this. I don't know how to, this type of slide I am not used to it. No, okay, you can take up one by one, you can take up on your own without me taking up the name, one by one on your own. Okay, what is the picture which I am, this share cursor is also, you cannot see, is it not? Can you see this cursor moving?
Om Mahode.
Om Mahode.
Ah, then you can tell, one of you will tell what is this.
Karadipaha
means what?
Torch.
Torch light. Okay. So now, please cooperate with me. Don't shout. Next candidate, you take it up and tell what is this.
Dandadipaha.
Dandadipaha is nothing but tube light. Okay. What is this? Talaha. Is a lock. Okay. What do you call for this? What's called the key? Lock. Lock is talaha. And the key for this is called as?
Kunchika.
Okay. So lock and key means talaha kunchika. Both put together become lock and key. Okay. This is? Asandaha. Asandaha is nothing but chair. Darpanaha is a mirror. Manchaha is a cot. Okay. Pinjaha means switches. Switch. Pinjaha is switches. Pinjaha means one switch. Singular. Okay. Kataha is a vessel. I don't know what you call this vessel in English. Anybody can tell?
Frying pan.
Okay, fry pan. Okay. In Tamil, it is called as manali. Okay. Dhanakoshaha. Dhanakoshaha is nothing but money purse. Money can be kept in Dhanakoshaha. Where else it can be kept? Where else it can be kept? One of you.
Bank. Vittakoshaha.
Very good. Vittakoshaha. One, where else?
Syutaha.
Where else?
Petika.
Kapatika.
Which pocket? Kapatika. Okay, very good.
Kapatika.
So now I understand who keeps where their money. Okay. See, now we were into Akaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. This one is Ekaranta Strilinga Shabdaha. Agni Chulli. The olden days, our grandmothers used to cook in this. Okay, nowadays nobody is using it.
Anala Chulli nowadays.
Anala Chulli is coming next. Anala Chulli. Okay. And now again, they have taken it up for the, I think these two pictures are mixed into it. No problem. This is Hastapaha. When there are two in that, it becomes Hastapau. Okay, just like Bala, Balau, or Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, singular, dual, and plural. So, since there are two blouses, it is why single is hastapah and the double number, that is two numbers, it is called, since it is in dual, it is hastapau. Okay, this every lady should know. Mantanah, the butter churner, I mean curd churner. Harah, just like hastapau, harah, when it is single it is harah, when it is double it is harau. It is, if when it is more than four, what is it called as, one of you?
Haraha.
Okay, this is dolaha. All the children will be liking this. Okay, dolaha. Since there are two dolas there, no? So what do you call that as samyak in Sanskritam?
Samyakna mahodaya.
Ashruyate.
Samyakna ashruyate. Katkat abhavat.
Katkat abhavat. Idanim? Idanim shruyate va?
Idanim shruyate.
Yes,
Astu. So I was talking that dolaha. Okay, dolaha is only single one. And suppose there are two over here, no? How will you call it as?
Dolau.
Dolau. Very good.
Dolau. Dolau.
Yes. Now we'll go for Strilinga Shabdaha. Gati. Jangama Duravani. And do you think that everybody are using Jangama Duravani nowadays? No. Nowadays everybody are using. Pratibha Bhagini will tell. Nowadays everybody are using Chatura Jangama Duravani. That is smartphone.
Oh.
Okay. So Lekhani is a pen. Kartari is a scissors. Pushpadhani is a flower vase. And now here it is Akarant Strilinga Shabda are given there. Padarakshaka. If it is one chapel, it is Father Rakshaka. If it is two, Jodi. Why? Because. Very good. Lata. So, Akarant Strilinga Shabda, Rama Shabda goes like this. Rama, Rame, Ramaha. Or Amba Shabda, Amba, Ambe, Ambaha, Lata, Late, Lataha, etc. Okay? All Akaranta Sri Linga Shabda starts with singular as Akaranta. That is, example, if you take Amba, Ambe, Ambaha. That is why Padarakshaka is also Padarakshaka, Padarakshake, Padarakshakaha, Chatra, Chatre, Chatraha. Okay. Utpetika, utpetike, utpetikaha. Dvichakrika, dvichakrike, dvichakrikaha. Churika, churike, churikaha. Petika, petike, petikaha. Have I to highlight the meaning? By the seeing the picture itself, you can understand what is it. Okay. We will concentrate on the shabdas. Okay. Near future, I will be sending you a kosha. Please take out the printout and keep it with you. We will start narrating the shabdas. Okay, right from Akaranta Pullinga. Okay? Mapika, mapike, mapikaha. Kapatika, kapatike, kapatikaha. Stalika, stalike, stalikaha. Javanika, javanike, javanikaha. Dirgapitika is a bench. Okay, Dirgapitika, Dirgapitike, Dirgapitikaha. Avakarika. What is this Avakarika?
Dustbin.
Dustbin. Yes, very good. Nalika. Agnipetika. Inside that Agnipetika, there are some matchsticks, is it not? What that is called as?
Laka.
Huh? अग्निशलाका और अग्निशाखा ओके अग्निशाखा अग्निपेटिका अग्निशाखा आदानिक आदानिक दानिका आदानिका इज नथिंग बट व्हाट्स कॉल्ड कैरियर इट इज फॉर सर्विंग पर्पस निदानिका पढ़न पढ़न
ट्रे
ट्रे ट्रे ट्रे यस ट्रे निदानिका इसे बुकशेल्फ नाउ कम्स दिस आई डोंट नो व्हाई दी दे हैव इंट्रोड्यूस्ड ओके रज्जुहु What is this Rajjuhu? It is Ukaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. Okay, rope. Okay. See, by seeing the picture itself, we can understand it should be a rope. But when we ask you, what is this Shabda? What you have to tell is, because since we are learning Sanskritam, is it not? What you have to tell is, to which Anta it belongs to, which Linga it belongs to, and which vachana it belongs to okay anta linga vachana has to be identified in each word example kunchika what is this word one of you
akaranta strilinga ekavachana
ah very good akaranta strilinga ekavachanam asti kunchika shatika पत्रपेटिका अग्नि अंकनी सॉरी अंकनी अंकनी इज अगेन ईकारांत स्त्रीलिंग कैन एनीवन टेल द प्रथमा ऑफ अग्नि शब्द
अग्नि
इट्स
ईकारांत स्त्रीलिंग शब्द अग्नि सॉरी अंकनी उत्तमम् अङ्कनी अङ्कन्यौ अङ्कन्यः दट् इस् वाट् यु हव् टु डू इस् यु हव् टु हेव् सम् स्टाण्डर्ड् शब्दास् वित् यु दट् इस् वाट् वि ऐ एम् डूयिङ्ग् ऐ एम् गोयिङ्ग् टु सेण्ड् इट् टु यु इन् दि वाट्सप् ग्रूप् टेक् अ प्रिण्ट् औट् अण्ड् लेमिनेट् इन् अण्ड् कीप् इट् सो देट् You can compare that, say for example, I was asking about Ankhani. Immediately, in the Kosha, I have given Nadi Shabdaha. So that when you understand and master that Nadi Shabdaha, you can immediately correlate this Ankhani or Saraswati or Parvati or any Ikaranta Shabda for that matter to that Nadi Shabdaha. So Nadi, Nadyau, Nadyaha. So Ankhani, Ankhanyau, Ankhanyaha. Bhavati, Bhavatyau, Bhavatyaha. Like that, you can correlate it. Understand? That is, learn the Shabdas. So that was your Ankhani. Sammarjani. Same, Ekaranta, Strilinga, Shabdaha, Ekavachanam. Divachanam will go, Sammarjanyau and plural that is Bahuvachanam will go as
Sammarjanyah
Sammarjanyah Darvi Darvyau Darvyah Murtihi Murtihi is what Shabda?
Ikaranta Trilinga Shabda
न इकारान्त पुल्लिङ्ग शब्दः ओके इकारान्त पुल्लिङ्ग मति या इकारान्त पुल्लिङ्ग मति शब्दः द शब्द गोस् लैक् दिस् मतिः मती मतयः सो हियर् मूर्तिः मूर्ती मूर्तयः विल् बि दि डिक्लेन्शन् ऐ एम् ओन्ली टेकिङ्ग् दिस् प्रथमा पार्ट् ओके अदर् बिकास् द द्वितीय ऐ मीन् yeah, Dvitiya, Tritiya, up to Saptami, we'll go one by one. Okay, when we go at length, or rather in detail, to study Vibhakti, I'll take up all the Vibhakti case endings. Vibhakti is nothing but called as case endings in detail. Okay, just we will concentrate only on Prathama now. Since
most of you, yes?
Can I ask some question?
Yes, by all means, may. Please tell your name also. See, I'm not able to see your, neither your names nor your, this one.
Okay.
So please tell out your name, because if I, want to see that, I'm not able to show you the screen properly.
Okay, this is Geeta. I just have a question that how to figure out whether it's Pullinga or Strilinga. Because Murti, I got confused. Because of the Visarga, it is Pullinga?
No. As I already told you, most of the Shabda, which is ending with Visarga, are Pullinga Shabda. Okay? Just like Balaka, Ramaha, Vrikshaha, Asantaha, etc., etc. Darpanaha. In certain places, in certain what's called shabdas, it will be really clearly mentioned that it will be ikaranta pullinga shabda, ikaranta pullinga shabda, like that. Okay, sometimes you can get ikaranta, akaranta napumsaka linga also you can get. Understand? So how to identify that? On practicing, automatically you will come to know. Just like if you practice mati shabda, you come to know murtihi is ikaranta pullinga shabda. Understand? Because the declension goes like that.
Oh, Mahade.
Yes.
Mati
yes,
in the chart is given as feminine.
Mati is feminine.
In the chart you gave, it is given as feminine. Matihi mati
matayaha. Then it will be muni. Munihi muni munayaha. You see the muni shabda.
Mahade.
Okay.
Muni shabda is ikaranta pullinga.
Yes. Okay. The next figure is, picture is chalani. It is nothing but a filter. All these are ikaranta strilinga shabda. Here they have given some sikta vartika candle as akaranta strilinga shabda. Bendi, again it is ikaranta strilinga shabda. Vellani is again ikaranta strilinga shabda. Sukshama darshani, in microscope, it is again ikaranta strilinga shabda. Droni, panchalika, again it comes to akaranta strilinga shabda. Now we will let us enter into napumsakalinga shabda. Upanetram, sanganakam, dwaram, griham. Now here they have given ukaranta pullinga shabda, madhu shabda. Okay, they have rather confused this what's called not properly edited. Okay, no problem. Upanetram is specs. Sanganakam is a laptop or a computer. Dwaram is a door. Griham is a house. Okay. Okay, madhu shabda is ukaranta napumsakalinga shabda. That's why they have given here. Madhu shabda, as per the table you can see. Okay, ukaranta madhu napumsakalinga shabda. That is why they have given here madhu. Karayanam, vyajanam, kankatam, padashodanam, chakram, Vatayanam, alukam, ardha urakam, karavellam, which is bitter gourd, krishnandakam, kushnandakam, is pumpkin, mishrakam, moolakam, pishtapachanam, panasaphalam, Peshakam, Randrapatram, Sheetakam, Urukam, Yutakam, Narangaphalam. All these are Napumsakalinga Shabdaha. Now, whenever we see some people, especially new people, we'll be asking, hello, how are you? May I know your good name, please, from where you are? All those things we'll be asking, is it not? In Samskrita Sambhashanam, let us start with the, what's called introduction. मम नाम सूर्यनारायणः मम नाम सूर्यनारायणः भवतः नाम किम् एण्ड् देट् इस् फार् जेण्ट्स् ऐ मीन् मेल् एण्ड् सिन्स् ऐ एम् इण्ट्रोड्यूसिङ्ग् एस् अ मेल् मम नाम सूर्यनारायणः भवत्याः नाम किम् इस् फार् फिमेल् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् नौ लेट् अस् प्ले गेम् बालाभट् महोदय विल् आस्क् विमला मुरळीधरन्
अस्तु महोदय
मम नाम बालः भवत्याः नाम किम्
मम नाम विमला मुरलीधरः भवतः नाम किम्
मम नाम बालः
नौ विमला भगिनी विल् आस्क् गीता भगिनी
मम नाम विमला मुरलीधरः भवत्याः नाम किम्
मम नाम गीता भवत्याः नाम किम्
मम नाम मुरली विमला मुरलीधरः
नौ गीता भगिनी विल् आस्क् गोविन्दराजन् महोदय
मम नाम गीता भवतः नाम किम्
मम नाम गोविन्दराजः तस्य नाम किम्
मम नाम गीता धन्यवादः
गोविन्दराजन् महोदयन् महोदय विल् आस्क् मान्स्वी
No, I didn't hear well.
Kim Abhavat? Prachatu. Kim Abhavat? Govindarajan Mahodaya?
Mama Nama Govindaraja. Mama
Nama. Bhavatyaha Nama Kim?
Nama Kim.
Mama Manas. Nama Manasvi Bhavata Nama Kim?
मम नाम गोविन्दराजः
मानस्वी भगवी भगिनी लास्ट् मीनाक्षी भगिनी
मम नाम मनस्वी भवत्याः नाम किम्
मीनाक्षी भगिनी
मम नाम रमा भवत्याः नाम किम्
मम नाम मनस्वी धन्यवाद
मीनाक्षी भगिनी रमा अस्ति वा
अस्तु
अस्तु रमा भगिनी विलास पद्मजा भगिनी
भवत्याः नाम
मम नाम भवत्याः नाम किम्
मम नाम पद्मजा भवत्याः नाम किम्
मम नाम रमा
नौ पद्मजा भगिनी विलास प्रतिभा भगिनी
नमस्कारः भवत्याः नाम किम् प्रतिभा भगिनी
मम नाम प्रतिभा भवत्याः नाम किम्
मम नाम पद्मजा
उत्तमं प्रतिभा भगिनी विलास क्रमा भगिनी
मम नाम प्रतिभा भवत्याः नाम किम्
मम नाम रमा धन्यवादः भगिनि
प्रतिभा भगिनी उत्तरं वदतु
मम नाम प्रतिभा धन्यवादः भगिनी भगिनी
रमा भगिनी टु सन्दीप् शर्मा महोदय
मम नाम रमा भवतः नाम किम्
मम नाम सन्दीपः भवत्याः नाम किम्
मम नाम रमा धन्यवादः महोदय
सन्दीप् महोदय टु सुधा बालन् भगिनी
मम नाम सन्दीपः भवत्याः नाम किम्
सुधा बालन् भगिनी तत्र अस्ति वा नास्ति वा
मम नाम सुधा
भवतः नाम किं?
मम नाम सन्दीपः.
धन्यवादः. सुधा भगिनी टु सुजय शिरूर् महोदय.
मम नाम सुधा, भवतः नाम किम्?
मम नाम सुजयः, भवत्याः नाम किम्?
मम नाम सुधा. धन्यवादः.
धन्यवादः.
सुजय महोदय टु रेवती भगिनी.
मम नाम सुजयः, भवत्याः नाम किम्?
मम नाम रेवती, भवत्याः नाम किम्?
भवत्याः न, भवतः नाम किम्? यु आर् आस्किङ्ग् टु द जेण्टल्मेन्.
ओके, भवतः नाम किम्?
मम नाम सुजयः. धन्यवादः.
उत्तमम्, उत्तमम्. सो बै दिस् टैम् एव्रिबडि हेज़् अण्डर्स्टुड्. ऐ थिङ्क् सो एव्रिबडि हेज़् अण्डर्स्टुड् वाट् हौ टु इण्ट्रोड्यूस् युवर् सेल्फ्. Is it not?
Yeah.
Just a minute. Okay.
How do you say yes, sir?
What? How do you?
Whether everyone has understood, you ask. Suppose I say yes, what should I say?
I don't understand your question, sir.
You have to say,
so, oh, you asked a question. You just now asked a question whether everyone has understood.
So
I want to say, yes, sir, I have understood. How do I say in Sanskrit?
Aum, iti.
Aum, aum. Not, see, in Sanskritam, there is no aum. Okay, there is no word called as aum. So in Sanskritam, if you want to acknowledge, you have to say, aum mahodaya.
Aum
mahodaya. Aum, aum. Aum is satyam. Always, yep. In Sanskritam, to acknowledge it, even for a, what's called, salutation also, you can use Hari Om Mahodaya. Okay? Instead of Namaskarha Mahodaya, you can tell Hari Om Mahodaya. So, if you want to acknowledge in Sanskritam, Om. Okay? Even when you are writing also, you should not write Aam. That is, okay. Akaraha and Makaraha put together. Aam, is it not? Halanta Makara put together is Aam. You should not use Aam as a word for acknowledgement. You have to use only Om.
Okay.
Got it, Govindarajan Mahodaya?
Om, Dhanyavad.
Om Mahode, Om Mahode. For Pullinga, that is for the masculine gender, you will use Mahodaya. And for feminine gender, Srilingah, you will use Mahodaye. Okay? Other words are also there for that. Otherwise, it is called as Aryah or Arye. Manyah or Manye. These three words can be used as a respectable word. One more word is there called as Bhavan. Bhavan, Bhavati. Bhavan is for Pullingah and Bhavati for Srilingah. Okay? Govindarajan Mahodaya? Clear?
Om Mahodaya.
Astu, astu. So now let us go again to the screen. I'll pull this down now. There.
Mahodaya. Mahodaya. WhatsApp me post karo.
कृपया उच्चैः वदतु भगिनि. किमपि न श्रूयते मम. विच् भगिनि वास् टाकिङ्ग्?
मीनाक्षी. मीनाक्षी भगिनि.
उच्चैः वदतु. वदतु भगिनि. No, I am not able to hear you. Sorry.
She is asking you to put it in the group. Mahodaya. I don't know what exactly, but...
Asking me to go, put it into group. What she is asking?
That I also did not understand.
That you also don't know. Then what is the use of translation? No problem. Okay. Now the screen is clear. The screen has come to you.
Oh, Mohdaya.
Astu. So that was your Astu Parichaya. So there are some abhyasa over there. Do you all have our link, website, web pages? No, you might not have. So what you should do is, after me sending the recordings to you people, you have to go to the recordings and go for the abhyasa and start doing these abhyasas. Just like, for example, Udaharanam, Anusritya Vakyani Likathu. Okay, Atra Vatayanam Asti is the first example given there. Okay, Atra Nasti is also given in the other table. Atra Jangamad Duravani Nasti. Okay, like that, seeing the picture, you have to construct the sentences here. That is your Abhyasa. Understand?
Om Mahodaya.
Om Mahodaya, very good.
Om
Okay, now since we have opened the abhyasa of Atra and Asti and Nasti, everybody knows by this, because I assume that there are nobody in my group, my class, that without a basic knowledge of Atra, Tatra, Kutra, Anyatra, Sarvatra, etc. Asti, Nasti, and all. Ah, yes?
I have no knowledge.
You have no knowledge. May I know your good name?
I'm Sudha Balan.
Sudha Balan Begini, I would request you to, I will send you one link.
Okay.
Others, please mute yourself. I'll send you a link. Okay.
Okay.
Not only for Sudha Balan, anybody who is not having even a basic knowledge of Sanskritam, I will take a private class 1 hour in a week. Okay, let us fix it at in the morning time. Example, Sunday, I will give you the time afterwards. So, only on Sundays, say from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Okay? Because others... who has got the knowledge of Sanskritam, especially the basic knowledge, they should go further, is it not? So for one or two candidates, we cannot stop it. We cannot. So for those, please contact me, say, privately. Sir, I want everything from basic. Okay? I will take a private class for, say, one or two or three or four people. It may be more than that also. I don't hesitate to take that. Understand?
Surinarayan
Mahode.
This is my first class, mam prathama class, kaksha. I am not part of the WhatsApp group which you mentioned earlier. So how to get enrolled for that WhatsApp group, sir?
You send me your number with name, sir. My number is, please all, everybody note down my number, 9884636735. One more time I'm repeating, 9884636735. And Mahodaya, just now who called me, please tell your name.
9846, please repeat.
Mahodaya?
9846.
Nay, somebody had called me, male voice. Mahodaya?
36735.
Nay, which, somebody, some Mahodaya, he was calling me and asking me how to approach me. I gave the number on behalf of him.
Sandeepaha, Mahodaya.
Sandeepaha, Mahodaya.
Sandeepaha.
Astu, astu. So please send me a hi, so that I will be in a position to add you to the group. Okay. Even otherwise, there is a community. People have were asking me to requesting me to join, and I have been approving them. Lot many people. There are more than I'll just refer and tell you how many people are there in our group. 105 people are there. Out of 105, only about say 10 to 15 students. To join the group, there are many purposes. Okay, but the person who is really interested will come to the class regularly, attend the class sincerely, and do the work which we are giving to you. So that over a period of time, they will be mastering their subject. Others, I don't know what to give, what to tell about them. I myself don't know. Fine. So that was your, this one. Yeah. Sarvatra nasti. Devaha kutra asti. That can be given. Example can be given there. Atra asti. Asti. Out of this atra tatra kutra, atra tatra anyatra sarvatra, the examples are given here. Sarvatra asti, sarvatra nasti, sarvatra iti avyapadam asti. What is avyapadam? Anyone can tell? Avyapadam. Pratibha Bhagini? What is avyapadam?
Padam means word. Padam means a word.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, padam means maybe for abhyasam.
No. I'll tell you. Avyapadam means the word in Sanskritam which cannot be declined is called as avyapadam. See, Ramaha is declined into 21 Rupani because it is Akaranta Pullinga Shabdha. Am I right? And similarly, Nadi can be declined into 21 Rupani. But there are certain words where that Padam cannot be declined. Example, say here itself it is the example is Sarvatra, Atra, Tatra, Kutaha. Like that, there are many words which is called as, which cannot be declined. So that those are called as avyapadani in plural. One single word is avyapadam. Okay? Padam is an akaranta napumsakalinga shabda. So padam pade padani. Is it not? So avyapadani means number of words. Avyapadam means one single word which is not declinable. Which cannot take that 21 ekavimshati rupani is the meaning of that. Got it?
Mahodaya, shabdasya vibhakti nasti eva avyaya padam khalu.
Ah, that is what I am telling in English. Shabdasya okay. linga bedaha, vachana bedaha, purusha bedaha, vibhakti bedaha nasti. Okay? Sarvatra is an example. Atra, tatra, kutra, anyatra. All these are indeclinable. There are many words like that. I just gave you some examples, that's all. Okay? So what you want to say here? That is, Jagati kim sarvatra asti api cha kim sarvatra nasti iti chintayato is the question. And example is given, Vayuhu sarvatra asti, jalam sarvatra nasti, is the answer. Like that, you have to do some abhyasa. That and all is not required now over here. I was talking about, see, I was explaining avyaya padani, avyayam, into bracket is given, indeclinable.
नाम किम् अव्ययं नाम किम् इस् द क्वश्चन् सदृशं त्रिषु लिङ्गेषु सर्वासु च विभक्तिषु वचनेषु च सर्वासु यत्रेति तदव्यम् हियर् लिटिल् बिट् हार्श् रदर् हार्डर् दे हव् गिवेन् इट् इस् वेरि मीन् ईसिलि एक्स्प्लेनेबल् इन् दिस् वे इन् द मेनर् विच् ऐ एक्स्प्लेन्ड् दट् इस् यत् पदं लिङ्गभेदः विभक्तिभेदः वचनभेदः नास्ति तत्पदम् अव्ययम् अस्ति गाट् इट् एवरिबडि एवरिबडि गाट् इट् ओम् ओम् वदतु
ओम् ओम् महोदय
अस्तु अस्तु आल्रेडि यस् धन्यवादः आल्रेडि ऐ हेव् एक्स्प्लेन्ड् यू त्रिलिङ्गेषु त्रिषु लिङ्गेषु ओके मोहनः अपि पतति पुल्लिङ्ग मोहनः बिकास् इट् इस् अकारान्त पुल्लिङ्गशब्दः ओके माला अपि पतति फलम् अपि पतति सो माला इस् अ स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दः एण्ड् फलम् इस् दि नपुंसकलिङ्गशब्दः आल् द त्री आर् पुट् इट् पुट् टुगेदर् दट् इस् द क्रियापदम् द क्रियापदम् मीन्स् एनी वर्ड् विच् इस् डिनोटिङ्ग् द वर्क् इस् इन् इङ्ग्लिश् इस् अदर्वैस् काल्ड् अस् वर्ब् ओके पतति हियर् इस् द क्रियापदम् सो मोहनः अपि पतति माला अपि पतति फलम् अपि पतति पुल्लिङ्ग स्त्रीलिङ्ग अण्ड् नपुंसकलिङ्ग आर् गिवन् हियर् ओके सप्तसु विभक्तिषु नौ अण्ड् आल् नौ नी नाट् गो फार् विभक्ति नौ इट् सेल्फ् ओके द वर्ड् अपि मीन्स् वाट् द वर्ड् अपि मीन् नो डौट् इट् इस् अन् अव्ययम् ओके वाट् इस् अव्ययम् ऐ जस्ट् नौ टोल्ड् ऐ वुड् लैक् टु टेक् अप् वन् नेम् अण्ड् आस्क् इन् से गोविन्दराजन् महोदय प्लीस् एक्स्प्लेन् वाट् इस् अव्ययम् yes that is in English tell in Sanskritam yad shabdah yad shabd repeat what I am telling yad shabdah linga bedah vachana bedah
वचनभेदः
विभक्तिभेदः
विभक्तिभेदः
नास्ति तत् शब्दः अव्ययम् अस्ति उदाहरणम् अत्र
तत्र
कुत्र अन्यत्र सर्वत्र
एकत्र
च अपि एव इति यत् पूर्वम् इदानीं कदा कुतः इतः ततः ओके अण्डर्स्टुड् नौ सि दिस् अत्र केनाट् बि रिटर्न् एस् नो डौट् इट् इस् एण्डिङ्ग् वित् अकार बट् इट् केनाट् बि रिटर्न् एस् अत्र अत्रौ अत्राः similarly tatra also cannot be written as tatra tatra tatraha so that is the meaning of indeclinable understood
okay
is it clear even if you take up vina is akaranta strilinga shabda but it cannot be declinable as vina vinau vina vine vinaha just like lata late lataha you cannot decline this vina shabda as vina vine vinaha understood
okay
there are many like that I would rather
get used to it
pardon
we have to read through and
yes you have to read it practice it I'll do one thing I'll write it out in the WhatsApp group okay all which are the main about 40-50 avyayani are there I will write it for you. Okay, these are the avyayani shabdaha which you have to remember for the pratama stadiya level. Okay? Uh,
Ah, now, just now we were playing to introduce ourselves. Mama nama Suri Narayanaha, Bhavataha nama Kim. Everybody had played their role very much effectively and rather very good, very nice. Uttabali Prayatnani, Kritamasti. Now, this person, that is third person, when we call, that is a sir or a mister in English, instead of that, yes? Yes, mister? Instead of that, he also can be addressed as respectfully Bhavan. Okay? Bhavan. Aham Suri Narayanaha. Bhavan kaha. The question can be asked to understand him respectfully. For a masculine gender, you can ask Aham Suri Narayanaha. Bhavan kaha. Okay? And for feminine gender, Aham Suri Narayanaha. Bhavati ka. The question can be asked like that. Understood? Now again we'll play. 1 minute. Now let us start with Revati Begini will ask Sujay Sirur Mahodaya.
No. Sir, repeat, sir. Aham Revati. Bhavan kaha.
Bhavan kaha.
Bhavan kaha.
More the answer. Aham.
Aham.
No, Mahodaya. So,
yes,
Sujay Sirur Mahodaya will answer. Aham Sujayaha. Bhavati ka, because you are a feminine gender.
Feminine, okay, okay.
So Revati Mahodaya, once more.
Aham Revati, Bhavan kaha. Aham Surya Narayana, Bhavati kaha.
No, Surya Narayana is my name. Just for an example I told. Okay. Now, Revati Bhagini, you have to tell, Aham Revati, Bhavan kaha. For a male.
Okay. Aham.
Yes, to answer.
Revati, Bhavan kaha.
Sudha Balan Begini. Oh, that gentleman has left the place. Okay. Now Revati Begini is asking to Sudha Balan.
Aham Revati, Bhavan kaha.
Bhavati ka.
Bhavati ka.
Aham Revati, Bhavati ka.
Aham Sudha, Bhavati ka.
Now Sudha Balan Begini will ask to Sandeep Sharma Mahodaya.
Aham Sudha, Bhavan kaha.
Aham Sandeepaha, Bhavati ka.
Now Sandeep Mahodaya to Rama Begini.
Aham Sandeepaha, Bhavati ka.
Aham Rama. Rama Astiva Tatra. Rama Bhagini Astiva, Natsiva. Okay, Sandeep Mahodaya to Pratibha Bhagini.
Aham Sandeepaha, Bhavati ka.
Aham Pratibha, Bhavan kaha.
Now Pratibha Bhagini to Padmaja Bhagini.
Aham Pratibha, Bhavatyaha ka.
Bhavatyaha na. Bhavati ka.
Bhavati ka.
Aham Padmaja. Bhavati ka.
Meenakshi Begini to Manasvi Begini.
Aham Meenakshi. Bhavati ka.
Aham Manasvi. Bhavati ka.
Manasvi Begini to Govindarajan Mahodaya.
Aham Manasvi. Bhavata ka.
Yeah. Bhavan kaha.
Kaha.
Bhavan kaha.
भवान् कः
गोविन्दराजः भवती का
गोविन्दराजन् महोदय टु गीता भगिनी
अहं गोविन्दराजः भवती का
अहं गीता भवतः कः
भवतः कः न भवान् कः
भवान् कः
गीता भगिनी टु विमला डाक्टर् विमला भगिनी
अहं गीता भवती का
विमला भगिनी आन्सर्
अहं विमला मुरलीधरः भवती का
डाक्टर् विमला भगिनी टु बालाभट्ट महोदय
अहं विमला भगिनी भवान् कः
अहं विमला भगिनी न अहं विमला
सारि क्षम्यताम् अहं विमला मुरलीधरः भवान् कः
अहं बालाभट् भवती का
अहं बालाभट्टः
अहं बालाभट्टः भवती कः का
भवती का
भवती का
नौ बालाभट्ट भट्टः महोदय टु सूर्यनारायण
अहं बालाभट्टः भवान् कः
अहं सूर्यनारायणः भवन्तः के दट् इस् कः कौ का कः कौ कौ के इस् दि दिस् वन् प्रश्नार्थकशब्दः सो ऐ एम् टु जस्ट् टु फिनिश् दट् ऐ टोल्ड् all put together who are you okay in plural vayam chhatraha uttamam 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 so what it means is you can tell your self it is myself okay it starts with aham suryanarayana whatever it is and bhavan kaha when the question comes bhavan kaha it can give multiple answers aham छात्रः अहम् अध्यापकः अहं विक्रेयकः अहं तन्त्रण्यकः लैक् देट् यु केन् कीप् आन् एडिङ्ग् एनिथिङ्ग् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् सो डिफरेण्ट् डिफरेण्ट् वर्ड्स् विल् कम् फार् डिफरेण्ट् डिफरेण्ट् प्रोफेशन्स् आर् फार् यु केन् इण्ट्रोड्यूस् यु केन् रैट् युर् मै सेल्फ् आन् देट् ओके अहं मम द्वे सहोद्र्यः sahodaryau asti like that you can keep on adding yourself myself okay got it yeah. is there any doubt in anybody's this one mind
nasti
no
I say no
please repeat your mobile number mahodaya 988 meenakshi begini 9884636735 understood meenakshi begini please acknowledge karo to
om mahodaya ha
om mahodaya
yes sir
astu
om mahodaya
astu 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 okay so that was your self myself okay I would request to everybody to write regarding you that is the introduction as aham xyz abc meenakshi or sudha balan or pratibha begini whatever it is and write at least 5 sentences regarding you okay bhavan kaha including that bhavan kaha first you will write what aham your name then okay. you are asking a question to bhavan or bhavati and that bhavan or bhavati is answering her name and afterwards when the bhavan kaha question is taken up multiple answers can come so you can write what are you what you where is your house aham mumbai nagare andheri sthane vasami that is bhavan kutra vasati is the question so like that you can write 5 sentences everybody will write and send it in the WhatsApp group okay
okay
see when this shabdam aham is taken aham is for singular and for plural it is vayam, and for dual it is avam. Aham, avam, vayam. Okay, similarly when the bhavan shabda is taken, the dual part is, that is when there are two people, bhavan, bhavantau, bhavantah will be the plural. Bhavan, bhavantau, bhavantah. Understand? When you take up the prathama only, prathama part of it only, as far as vibhakti is concerned, bhavan, bhavantau, bhavantah. Similarly, for asmat shabdah, this aham avam vayam is called as asmat shabdah. So it is again ending with anta, called as dakaranta, aham avam vayam. Understood? Anybody who is not understanding, except for Revati Begini, I think so. She is a newcomer. Except for Revati Begini, all others have understood it?
No, not really, Mahodaya. When I didn't understand.
May I know your name?
Sudha Balan.
Sudha Balan Begini. No problem.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
you. Yeah, you also were included in that. You are the person that you don't know anything you said.
Yes,
basically.
Yes, I'm still at the kindergarten stage.
No problem. So I think others, other than Sudha Balan Begini, everybody has understood my statement of regarding aham avam vayam. Who has not understood, please raise your hands or tell, talk.
Don't really say.
Pardon?
I also joined the kindergarten group.
I'm
also not sure.
Oh, no problem. See, as far as vibhakti is concerned, it is called as case endings. Okay. Yes, there are 7 cases in our Samskritam. It takes up its own places in a different manner, and that is called as Rupani. Okay, in different vachanas. That is, what do you call this vachana in English? Numbers. Okay, numbers. That is singular, dual, and plural. Singular, dual, and plural. In Sanskritam, only you can get dual. Other than Sanskritam, no other language has got this duality. You have got a singular and a plural, that's all. You take any language.
Okay,
but
yeah,
in Sanskritam, we have got duality. So that is why Vachanatrayam. Vachanatrayam means there are 3 Vachanas. One is Eka Vachana, Vivachana, and Bahu Vachana. Okay. And there are 7 Vibhaktis. That is 7 type of vibhaktis, where which the word is taking different rupam. Why? You will come to know later. Understand? So when it comes to me, me means aham. Okay. When it comes to aham is a singular, and when it comes to duality, we too. That is myself and one more person near me. So just imagine that somebody is near me. So if we too want to say avam, aham, avam, okay, and when we are more than say 5 people, it becomes vayam.
Vayam, yeah.
Okay, when we learn that shabda, the navarupani, ekavimshati rupani, I'll explain you more about it. As of now, you understood. Aham is singular, that is me. Avam is dual, that is we too. And vayam is we all. I think now by this time you are clear.
Yes.
Yes.
Om Mahodaya.
Om. 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 Yes. Let us go ahead. Similarly, that was that bhavan, bhavantau, bhavantah for the masculine, and for feminine it is bhavati, bhavatyau, bhavatyah for prathama, because it is resembling ईकारान्तस्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दः ओके ईकारान्तस्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दः भवती शब्दः गोस् लैक् दिस् इन् प्रथमा भवती भवत्यौ भवत्यः विच् इस् इक्विवलेण्ट् टु नदी नद्यौ नद्यः ओके यु हाव् टु रिमेम्बर् दिस् ओके नौ स्टार्ट् द एक्ससैसस् अहं भवान् भवती इत्यनेन पदानि उपयुज्य वाक्यानि प्रश्नाः च दट् इस् वेन् यु यूस् दिस् अहं भवान् भवती आल् दीस् वर्ड्स् एण्ड् स्टार्ट् कन्स्ट्रक्टिङ्ग् द सेण्टेन्स् इस् द टैटल् गिवन् देर् द फस्ट् वन् अहं रामः अहम् अध्यापकः भवती का दिस् इस् वाट् ऐ आस्क् यू टु रैट् एस् अ होम्वर्क् अहं रामः अहं सूर्यनारायणः अहम् अध्यापकः भवतः कः द क्वश्चन् विल् बि कः फार् मेस्कुलिन् एण्ड् का फार् फेमिनिन् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् सो सी दिस् एक्साम्पल् अहं रामः अहम् अध्यापकः भवती का द आन्सर् इस् कमिङ्ग् अहं माला अहम् अध्यापिका अहं माला अहम् अध्यापिका नौ वन् मोर् गर्ल् इस् टेलिङ्ग् अहं लता अहं छात्रा भवान् कः इट् इस् दट् गर्ल् इस् आस्किङ्ग् टु अ बाय् ओके वेदर् इट् इस् अ बाय् आर् अ मेन् आर् एन् ओल्ड् मेन् भवान् इस् कामन् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् सिमिलर्लि whether it's a young girl or a young lady or an old lady, bhavati is common. It is a respectable word in Sanskritam. Okay? Bhavan and bhavati both are very much respected, rather in the total Sanskritam has got only respect in that. No disrespect you can see in Sanskritam words or sentences. Okay? But here to highlight, to start with, Bhavan and Bhavati is a respectable word given to the people. Either male means Bhavan, female means Bhavati. Okay, so this Lata girl is asking, telling herself that Aham Chhatra, sorry, Lata, Aham, and she is telling, who is she? Aham Chhatra, and asking a boy, Bhavan kaha? Now the boy is answering, Aham Shyamaha. And again he is telling, who is he? Aham Shyamah, Aham Chhatrah. See here, she is telling that the student as Chhatra. That is a girl child, girl student. And here this boy is telling, Aham Chhatrah. So, Akaranta Pullinga Chhatra Shabdah will be Chhatrah. And it goes like that. Like Rama Shabdaha, Chhatraha, Chhatrau, Chhatraha. Okay, but in this Akaranta Strilinga, Shabda goes for a student, for a girl student, Chhatra, Chhatre, Chhatraha. Understand? Akaranta Pullinga, Chhatra Shabdaha goes like this, Chhatraha, Chhatrau, Chhatraha. And Akaranta Strilinga Shabda goes like this, Chhatra, Chhatre, Chhatraha, for student. Got it?
Yeah.
Anybody who has not got it except for Sudhavala and Begini?
We have to try it out and make sure.
What, sir? I didn't get you.
We have to, like you have... given examples and everyone to talk and understand, I think we'll have to get it in use and then get it in
yes.
the mind.
Absolutely, yeah. You are right. Absolutely. Okay. From next class onwards, yeah. I will share some other slides which will give you a little bit more, because neither you are in the basic, rather, nor in the higher level. So what happened is, to get you'll get confused Now I, what I am understanding is, you people are not clear. Whatever I am talking, no doubt you are able to listen, but you are not able to clearly find out, rather figure it out, what is it about. Okay?
Yeah.
I'll change the slides. This is not the correct slide which we have to, what's called, share. Anyhow, no problem. Another example is given here. Aham Balaramaha, is highlighting his name, telling his name, and what is he is telling his profession. Aham Lohakaraha. Lohakaraha means
blacksmith.
Yes?
Blacksmith.
Yeah. So he is a blacksmith, and he is asking another person, Bhavan Kaha, and the other person is answering, Aham Dhanarajaha, Aham Swarnakaraha, is a goldsmith. So like that, many examples are given. Okay. I would request Mr. Govindarajan Mahodaya to read this.
Yeah. Aham Radeshyamaha. Aham Kumbhakaraha. Bhavan Kaha.
What is Kumbhakaraha?
Potter.
Potter. Potter. And the lady is answering something.
Aham Keshavaha. Aham.
Oh. The picture shows the picture, you know, I saw it as a lady. Okay, he's a gentleman. Okay. Aham Keshavaha. Aham.
Aham Keshavaha.
Nyayadishaha. Repeating, repeat.
Oh, judge.
See, this my gentleman Potter is telling, Aham Radeshyamaha, Aham Kumbhakaraha. Bhavan Kaha is asking. And this gentleman is telling, Aham, my name is Keshavaha, Aham Nyayadishaha. It's nothing but a judge. I am a judge. Nyayadishaha means judge. Kumbhakaraha means Potter. Okay? And this gentleman, Aham Bhavan Kaha, Aham Sainikaha, Aham Chalakaha, Aham Patravahaka, Postman. What is Chalakaha?
Driver.
Okay. Yeah. Patravahakaha, that is postman. Okay. Sainchikaha is a tailor. Bhavatika, Aham Vaidya, is I am a doctor, lady doctor. Aham Lekhika, that means I am a writer. Aham Adi, please read it, I am not able to see it properly. Aham Adivakti. Adivakti, that is advocate. Okay. Aham Mala Karani means I am a flower maker or garland maker. Oh. Okay. All these things we'll take it up in the next class. I'm sorry. Shakti Mantram Ka Vadati Kaha Vadati Atra Sagayamaha. Actually, I wanted to take this Kata. I think only 2 minutes are left. Yeah, so we'll take this Katha, no doubt, you also will get good time to read it, at least about 10 times if you read only, you will be in a position to understand this. I would request you to take up a printout also, okay, whichever material I'm sending. So take a printout and read this Katha for our next class. Astva?
Okay.
Okay.
Om Mahodaya.
Om. Astu. Shanti Mantram Ka Vadati Kaha Vadati. Sarve Bhavatu Sukhinaha. Vadatu, vadatu.
Om Sarve Santu Sukhinaha. Sarve Santu Niramayaha. Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu. Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet.
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ
गुरुब्रह्म गुरुविष्णु गुरुदेवो महेश्वर गुरुसाक्षात् परब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः गुरवे सर्वलोकानां ऋषये भवरोहिणां द्वितीये सर्वविद्यानां श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये नमो नमः हरि ओम् ओम् तत्सत् ओम् पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदम् पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्छते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ओम् शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ओम् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः सर्वम् कृष्णार्पणमस्तु हरि ओम् हरि ओम् हरि धन्यवादः पुनर्मिलामः
धन्यवादः.